Gonzalez, Gonzalez, Bernardino, Bernardino, 320-272. 53-year-old gentleman comes in today for follow-up on multiple medical issues and problems. Really, all he cares about is to get his testosterone shots, but we found out that he's no longer taking his cholesterol medicine, his blood pressure medicine. His blood pressure was quite elevated at 155 over 95 without his medication. He wants his Viagra, testosterone, and Kenalog cream refilled, period. Any paragraph? He has lost about 20 pounds after he got started on the CPAP, which I'm very proud of him, but nevertheless, he's still having issues regarding other problems, especially his weight, period. He has a history of high cholesterol, history of carotid stenosis, history of low vitamin B12, and sleep apnea. That now. Are you doing B12 injections?
No.
Okay, we're going to check the number. He's okay. Thank you, sir. He also has a history of ED. Yes, we have multiple recetas for you. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hypogonadism, surgery, no recent surgery, except left shoulder years ago. Medication, he's not taking any of his medication, but they were refilled today. See medication list updated. Allergy, no drug allergy. Social, he's single now, has a 36-year-old son. He works in construction. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He does drink alcohol now, drinks 6-pack a day. Family history, negative for colon cancer, positive for hypertension, positive for diabetes. Review of system. His weight a year ago was at 225. Today is 210, so he's lost about 20 pounds. He's not having any chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematitis, seizure, convulsion. He never had his colonoscopy, but we're going to do a we're going to go ahead and set him up for a Cologuard at home, period. One thing that I'm very proud of him is that he did do a sleep study, and now he's taken his CPAP machine. I think that's why he's lost the weight, and he feels the way he does, but nevertheless, he still needs to take his medication regarding his cholesterol and blood pressure, and we had a long discussion about this today, period. He weighs 210, 98%, 94, 18, respiration, pulse 85, blood pressure 155 over 95, heart positive, pump positive, two lungs, wrong abdomen soft, clear skin, oral mucosa with an illusion, logical non-focal, TMs are clear, assessment, hypogonadism, number 2, hyperlipidemia, number 3, non-compliance, number 4, ED, number 5, HLD, number 6, meds were refilled today, number 7, come back next week, number 8, we'll check a testosterone and the PSA, number 9, he might need to give blood. Number 10, sleep apnea. Number 11, he's actually on his CPAP, which I'm very proud of him. Maximus, he has actually lost weight. Let me see that. Given his the fact that he's using... Is this what you're going to give him? Okay. Medication list. He's allergic to nothing. He takes Viagra 100 milligram as needed. Testosterone 200 milligram per 5 cc. No, per ml. He takes 1 cc IM weekly. Then he takes Kenalog cream on a PRN basis. I'm just making a medication list on a separate opposite page. And he's allergic to nothing. What? There you go. We had a long discussion about never stopping his medications. Findings were discussed with patients at length before leaving the office. Also, he's had a history of diabetes and diabetic neuropathy in the past, and we're going to check his hemoglobin A1C to see where he's at today before we start him on any medication. His last A1C was 7.3. Who's that? He also has a carotid stenosis with minimal change from last year. His echocardiogram shows RVH and LVH because of non-compliance. Thank you.